On this episode, I interview Clear Edge's digital marketing strategist, Maggie Crist, on the topic of social media audits. Maggie explains what a social media audit is, why companies are completing them, and how you can conduct your own social media audit today. I hope you enjoy this episode. Everyone, it's Emily Tatum, and today I am here with Clear Edge's digital marketing strategist, Maggie Crist. And today, well, first of all, Maggie, hey, thank you for being here with me.
Thanks so much for having me.
So excited to have you on the podcast because, you know, you are a pro at social media. You're someone that I think you write more tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn posts, everything in a day than someone will ever write for their own account in about a year. So
some days definitely feel like that.
Yeah, I'm sure. So I'm really excited to have you on and talk to you about social media. And today we're getting really specific. We all know that social media throughout the past probably 5 to 10 years has become such a huge part of organizations' marketing strategy, and for some organizations it is their entire marketing strategy. So I want to talk with you about social media audits. It's something that we do at the beginning with our clients before we start any type of social media effort with them. So I want you to teach me as well, what is a social media audit? And let's start there. What's a social media audit?
Okay, well, a social media audit is kind of a deep dive into what you've been doing, what's going on right now in your social channels. And sometimes that's nothing at all. If you really are just getting started or it's been neglected for a while, it's kind of seeing where you are, how many followers, what's engagement like, what's your reach. And then it's also comparing it to your competitors, other people in the same space. What are their audience sizes? How are they engaging? What are some of the tactics they're using? Because that gives you a good idea of your potential. So if some people are doing really, really well in reaching the people that you want to reach, you know that the potential is there and you can kind of take a look at what they're doing, what's working, what you like about it, what you don't like, and then kind of develop your own ideas from there. And sometimes it's a matter of no one else in this space is reaching people on whether it be any channel or just one or two. Maybe there's just a void on Instagram for your audience. So you can really just like take over there and get a hold of those people before anyone else does. So it's a deep look at what's been going on, what your potential is, and then from there you're going to build your strategy out long term.
Do you look at all of the social media channels or do you just pick a few? How do you start with that?
So we look at all of them. So depending on like what the company already has going on, we'll definitely look at where they've been spending their time, but definitely take a look at other channels that you may not have engaged on already to see what's out there, what people are doing, if that channel might be good for you to start looking at. So in some cases, like Pinterest or Instagram may not make sense for your company, but you still just want to take a look, see what's going on. In some cases, Glassdoor is a great place to look. You may have comments out there that you haven't addressed. You maybe haven't claimed your company yet. So you want to just see who's talking about you, what's out there. So you'll definitely want to take a look at all the channels that you can, even if you're not planning on using all of them going forward.
Yeah, that's a good point with Glassdoor. Clearly, since Clear Edge is in the staffing recruitment industry, we think about Glassdoor at the forefront. But some organizations might forget about it, and that's a really good point. Glassdoor is a social media channel, and it's something that you have to consider as part of the social family that you're running with Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of that.
Right.
So what do you need in order to perform a social media audit?
So I like to be able to get into the back end of the companies that I'm really focusing on. So you need access to whatever channels they already have. But of course, that's not required. So I also look at their competitors, and I don't have the back end to them. I'm not an admin on their Facebook page or anything like that. So you can still see a lot from the front end of any social channel. Do they have a channel? How many followers? Are they getting likes and retweets? How are they responding to questions and comments and messages about them? And so you can just use those native apps from the outside and get a really good picture of what's going on.
What about like checking there for, I know that some platforms like Instagram maybe doesn't have an analytical tool within it to check. How do you check those analytics?
So I know Hootsuite can offer some information if you, again, that's if you have access to the account. And then it's also linked with Facebook. So there are ways to look at some of that information. But even just scrolling through the past couple weeks or months of posts and seeing, are there comments? How's the company responding to them? Are these getting likes? Do the people seem like the audience you're trying to reach? So some of it's really just pretty organic, pretty simple. It's not like high tech programs that you're using to look at this. It's just using your own eyes. Are people liking it?
Yeah.
What are they saying about it?
How long does a social media audit take for you typically?
That's a good question. I try to leave a couple of days. I think when you just break down, it'll, 4 to 5 hours total, but you want some time to dive into each channel and also then take a couple steps back and see what you're missing and then dive back in and take a look. And then you want to compare to competitors and things. So leave yourself a couple days to really to work through all of that, put it into whether you want to do a spreadsheet or a table or just a Word document with your thoughts, write it all down and get a good look at what's happening. So I would leave a couple days, maybe even a week to really get a good look at what's going on.
So what if a company is really strong on one platform, they get great engagement, they are posting regularly, but then they're slacking on another platform, or not even slacking, like they don't have as big of an audience, they don't really create the engagement like they do on one of the other platforms. Do you recommend that they go all in on that one platform where they're getting a lot of engagement, or do you recommend that they balance all of their channels out so that they're getting similar engagement on all of them?
Wow, there's no one right answer for that. I think that in some cases it really makes sense to abandon those other channels if you're just really, if you put some time in and you're not getting anything. Mm-hmm. It could be that the people you're trying to reach are not there, or they're just not engaging with companies on that platform, or, you said we work with a lot of staffing and recruiting firms. Maybe people aren't job searching on those channels, and it's really time is better spent elsewhere. In some cases, it's really just a matter of taking a look at your strategy. Maybe you're communicating incorrectly, or you're trying to fit Facebook posts into a tweet or vice versa, and so it's just not translating. Maybe you need more images or better images. So sometimes it really does make sense to just put a little more effort into it. And then there are plenty of instances where it's time to just quit. And in that case, I suggest closing down the account completely so you don't have a vacant, abandoned account out there from that has tweets from 2013 and nothing since, because people are going to see that and think, why did they just drop off? It's in a lot of cases, it's better just to get rid of it. But it really just, it depends on where your audience is and what you're trying to accomplish. Sometimes it really does make sense to just dive all in and see what you can do to fix it up.
That's a good point about abandoning channels or closing them down if the audience isn't there, because I think sometimes people say, well, I have Facebook, I have Instagram, I have Twitter, like I'm on all the platforms, like why don't people know of my name more? And you're right. If the audience isn't there, you don't need to have that platform. In order to do social media right, you don't necessarily need to be on all of the social media channels.
Right. And in some cases, it can be hurting you because you're spreading yourself too thin. You're trying to do too many things, and nothing is resonating as a result. So it may be best to find where your strengths are, where your people are, and just focus there.
How do you differentiate content on some of the platforms? Like I know that you know, sometimes people will post the exact same thing if they're going from Twitter to LinkedIn, and that can sometimes hurt them. Do you mind explaining that for a second?
Sure. At a basic level, it's just people are on those channels for different reasons, so they're going to want to be reading different things and reading them differently. So Twitter's really fast-paced, short snippets, maybe like a headline and a link or an infographic and a little bit about it. So they're moving pretty quickly. Things don't last long. And also, so you just don't need to put as many words in there and as much thought into those words. I mean, definitely proofread and be careful, be on brand, but right. It's so much faster paced that, you know, agonizing over every single message is not really worth your time. Whereas on LinkedIn, it's just a much more professional page and people are there to learn more how they're to advance their career or to make connections, to build their business. So it's just a very different focus. If you're putting the same things out there, some of them are going to work and some of them aren't, because it's just different. And it could be same individuals are on Twitter and LinkedIn. It's not different groups of people. They're just interacting with those channels differently. Mm. Twitter, they're there to have conversations. They're there to read jokes and news and politics. But LinkedIn's a very different space where they're more focused on their job or their business. So it's you want to be writing differently for those different groups.
Right. Good point. Is that something that you look for when you do your audit?
Yes, definitely, because there's so many companies that, like we said earlier, they're trying to be on every channel. So then they're just posting the same thing on every channel. And you're seeing that no one's engaging on them because it doesn't make sense to them, or something's maybe on Twitter, it's actually being cut short because there's too many words and it was an auto post or something. And so it's being cut off and the message isn't being delivered. So that's definitely something I look for, is if it's the same thing across all channels, or if they're, sometimes you can share the same information just in a different way or at a different time, and then it's going to make sense. So definitely something to look at.
Yeah. And how often should companies perform a social media audit?
That's a really good question, because I do it, like you said, when we are engaging with a new company, we want to get a sense of what they've been doing, where they stand now, and where we can take them. But it's also a really good idea for companies to do them themselves pretty regularly. I mean, if you have the same social media strategy for 2 years, it's, you know, you got to rethink it, because so much has changed in that time. You really need to be assessing much more frequently, maybe every 6 or 12 months, do that deep dive. You should be paying attention on a monthly or quarterly basis. Are you meeting your goals? Are you growing your audiences? Are more people engaging and going to your website, which is the ultimate goal? But doing that deep dive every so often really makes sense too, because maybe that's when you want to decide to go all in or abandon a channel or try something new. Maybe it really is time for you to get on Snapchat, because that audience is finally getting a little older, and maybe it's finally matching up with your target market. So doing that sort of assessment every so often is very important, not just when you're starting with a new agency or a new digital marketing specialist. You got to think about it more frequently than that, because some things are changing so quickly.
Totally. Audiences, they change, perception changes, keeping relevant with the news and everything. Yeah, I definitely agree that audits should not just be once in a blue moon.
Right.
Spring cleaning. Well, I think that I definitely need you to come on the podcast again to talk about the different audiences between the social channels and how to cater your content towards them, because I feel like we circle back to that a bit, and that makes sense in an audit that's what you're looking for. So we'll definitely have to have you back on. And I have one more question before I let you go. I know you are a busy lady. How can companies take the first steps to conducting a social media audit, like today?
All right. I think the first thing to do is identify your competitors, or maybe just other people in the same space that you like, or you may have similar audiences. Identify 2 or 3, maybe 4 of them, and see what you like, what you don't like, what channels they're on, which ones they're not, and just kind of how they stack up to your current numbers. It's a good place to start, just to see what other people like you are doing. Not necessarily to replicate it, but to give you some perspective and some fresh ideas.
Cool. Maggie, thank you so much. I appreciate your insight, and I know I will have you on very soon again.
I look forward to it.
Thank you, Maggie. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you have any questions for Maggie about social media audits, you can email her at mthomas@clearedgemarketing.com, or you can email me as well at etatum@clearedgemarketing.com. And if you really like this podcast, you can rate and subscribe on iTunes as well. We would love to see your feedback. And you can also go to the clearedgemarketing.com podcast page to listen to all of our other episodes as well and share them with whoever you think may find value in them. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to our next podcast.